Today, Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld officially released the rules governing military tribunals. He said the commissions, which will hear the cases of Taliban and al-Qaeda fighters, will be fair and impartial. But as NPR's Barbara Bradley reports, critics are worried about launching a parallel justice system just for detainees.
When Rumsfeld presented the rules today, he didn't characterize them as an accommodation to the critics, but they were. The military commissions will be open. The accused will get a military attorney. He will be presumed innocent unless the case is proved beyond a reasonable doubt. The death penalty will require a unanimous vote. Rather, Rumsfeld zeroed in on the more recent criticism that has bubbled to the surface, that the order creates a parallel system of justice for these detainees.
I want to be clear from the start. The commissions are intended to be different. And the reason is because the president recognized that there had to be differences to deal with the unusual situation we face.
That situation, of course, is the war. Despite the accommodations, Michael Posner at the Lawyers Committee on Human Rights says he's still uncomfortable with a system in which military officers decide the fate of enemy fighters without the independent judiciary looking over their shoulder.
If you're part of the military and there is a strong directive coming from the Secretary of Defense or the President that these cases have to be tried quickly or that there is a national security interest that's overwhelming, that you don't want to be the one to say within that system, I disagree.
He says that's why defendants should be able to appeal their verdicts to the federal courts. But the rules don't allow for that. Instead, the defendants appeal their case to a 3-member review board, which has no power to overturn a verdict. It can only make recommendations to the president or the Secretary of Defense. Still, John Smith, a retired colonel and the former head of the Army's Appellate Division, says defendants have more options than the bare rules imply.
In one sense, there is no direct appeal. However, I don't think that the military could somehow abridge that notion of constitutional right to habeas corpus.
Habeas corpus allows those in detention to bring their case before a federal judge. Smith cites the case of the German saboteurs who were tried by a military tribunal during World War II. Their case went to the U.S. Supreme Court. But there does appear to be a question about access to the courts for those at Guantanamo. In recent years, the Federal Appeals Court in Atlanta ruled that refugees at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, had not actually touched U.S. soil, and therefore they did not have normal due process rights. Michael Posner at the Lawyers Committee worries about something else. What happens to those detainees who are either not tried or found not guilty by the military commission? It turns out they stay in detention.
How long is too long? What's the standard for holding somebody? If it goes on for 10 years or 50 years, what's the limit of how long someone can be held?
Pentagon officials say they don't know that because they don't know when the war on terrorism will end. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Washington.